Pop on. I was just walking around and thinking, because I was like, you know, I make some posts here and then I make some on Facebook and then, you know, the chatter starts and stuff like that. And I'm having a hard time understanding why people are upset over organizations and not children. Like, they're defending these organizations and it seems like way more is involved than any of us had imagined. Really? You know what I mean? Like, with all this stuff coming out. So,
let's just talk about a couple of organizations before we get into some of the other ones, right?
So, the guy who was head of the child shit, I forget his name, for the UN, well, he got arrested for raping children. And in fact, they found two children on the day, 9 and a 12-year-old on the day that they arrested him. Now, we know the Clinton Foundation is corrupt. Lara Silsby, she was the woman who was in head of the Amber Alert. That bitch got fucking caught stealing kids out of Haiti. And the Amber Alert, from my research, has proven that it's not to alert us, it's to alert the person who took the child that they're on to them. That's from, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I have gathered. So, all these organizations seem to be connected in cities to other organizations, right? Now, these are the major ones. We're not even talking about, like, the individual, like, LGBT, right? Or Black Lives Matter, any of those. All of these organizations have been totally usurped. But people are fighting over these organizations and defending them when it's proven time and time again that the children are being harmed and they're at risk. Now, I have done some research in the last few days, and I do not like this rabbit hole, but it's one that, unfortunately, if you're going to talk about it, you have to research it, because you have to be able to hold some kind of a educated conversation in it. So, the stuff with Wayfair, before that broke, a couple days before that, I was doing some research, and in my research, it came across some stuff that almost like a really good number of just sites that we'll go shopping on, say, for clothes and stuff like that. Well, they have, if we went on to it, we would only see the regular site. But those sites use coders. And what they do is they embed a coding system into certain stuff so that these pedophiles can access it through these major websites, right? So a clothing line, shoe, whatever it may be. So, for example, the one with Tom Hanks, there's a glove and then there's six letters, I don't remember them right now, but there's three letters on top and three letters on bottom. And if you take that and you go to the website, it's just a normal website, but it's not. Because if you have the right code, if you know how to get into it, then you can go in through a back door and then there's tons of pictures of little girls. Tons of pictures of little girls on that one. So the one where the glove is and that coding, I'll do a little video thing of that later. But so it's access into it. There's another one, and I would not recommend searching any of these, by the way, because if you go looking for any of these, I would guarantee that you're going to be flagged. So the other one is one, and it has a... hi!
Say hi!
How cute. It has a... Imagine. It has a timing, right? This is why we do it, right? So that children can run around like that. He's so cute. He's adorable. So there's another one and it has a coding, and the coding is like BH, and it was showing up on a lot of different sites. So everywhere you would go, there was like a BH, a BH, a BH, and there was different connections. But the way it works is, say for example that I'm gonna go look for a swimsuit, right? So it, in the web browser, it'll say, we'll just say, for lack of a better word, tree, right? So I'm sitting in the trees. So it's tree, summer collection, swimwear, and then it would bring it up. But if they have the right code for it, it would be tree, summer collection, Kim, swimwear, and then it accesses it to a child. So I don't think it's just, I don't know how. The stuff with Wayfair is really strange. It's strange that anything for me that pops off really fast, like I'm gonna pay attention to all of this because of the child trafficking, but anything that pops off really fast like that, there's a controlled narrative in it. They control these social platforms, so there's a controlled narrative in that. But this is really bad, what I am learning about the access to children online through these websites and through these points. So my point of all of this is that everyone's arguing over different groups and over different organizations and companies and defending them, when in reality, it would appear that most of them are tainted. So why don't we just leave all of those things aside and do what's right? Like, we're supposed to protect the children, right? Like, shouldn't we be reestablishing like family units and stuff like this instead of fighting over all this stuff? I don't, that what they're doing is fucking bad, man. I mean, it's really bad. It's you know those memes where you hear and it says it's way worse than you think? It is. And I don't even want to know, because I already know from my research how bad. I don't even want to. I can't. It's bad. It's really bad. So I made a post earlier about, because there's the LGBT, and now there's a P on it for a pedosexual. And one of the guys who's in charge of the... Dowsett, and he's in charge of safe schools for kids. Well, he is pushing for pedophilia to be recognized as normal, and he's saying that children get power off of having sex from adults. So I would suggest for parents that maybe this might not be a good school year for your children. I would be very trepidatious about putting my child into any organization, any situation right now, because it doesn't seem like any of them have any pure intentions. I mean, we can check off the number of them that have ill intentions way more than we can check off the intentions that are beneficial. This is bad. This is really bad. I don't know. Let me see. I have glasses. I don't know about the Wayfair. Oh, and then let me tell you, so then when I was researching some stuff, so that's how they're talking to each other. Oh, and that stupid video that Howie Mandel did, right? That that video where he is cutting a bag. Well, some girl analyzed it, and I guess evidently when you cut a bag like that and open it up, it's the Wayfair symbol. So I think that, you know, there is a lot of truth to what's coming out, but I also think they're putting stuff out there to intentionally mock us. Let's see. Let me turn this way. Let's see. They want to change the laws with sexual preference. Yes. Yes, they do. They want to normalize it. It's really disgusting, and it's so disturbing. It is so disturbing what they're doing. The very fact that, like, you know, like, I could be on a website shopping for a dress, and in the back pages or Mike Rothschild, Tom Hanks, thank you. In the back pages of it, there are actually children. Like, it's fucking, what the fuck? Let me take a screenshot. I wish the comments came up when I reposted this. I think Hanks is dead. In fact, I was going over... I look at things like just in a different... When I do my research, I just research in a very, I think, different way than a lot of people. But anyway, so one of my... Because you guys know I love this, the AI technology research and shit. So one of the things I had looked at last night, I was looking at Ellen's profile. Because after the post I had made about, you know, who she is, and so then I was looking at the at her profile, and there's a video of her, and she has a it's one of her, she hasn't done like a real video in a long time, and I believe she's talking about it's the video where there's a clip of her going around right now saying that there's murder, but she's talking about the crimes on black people right now. That's what the premise of the video is. But I looked at it, right? Here's the thing. Ellen is a very animated person. I'm a very animated person. It's very difficult to talk without moving around, right? In this video, from here down, she doesn't move for 2 minutes. Not a move, not a gesture, not a wiggle of the arm, nothing for 2 minutes. I think they're using this advanced technology to all of these celebrities now, or even the one of Dr. Oz that just came out. I looked at that and I'm like, I don't even know if that's a real video. It looks so suspect now. So the thing is that we have to be aware of is they're going to start using this technology. They're going to use this technology to make it look like other people are saying something. Once a city kid, always a city kid. Let's see, I can't read. But methadone clinic is right over there. So it's right like there. So they love to come over here and get high after they get their methadone and mix it with their drugs and get all fucked up. It's a beautiful park though. And then I think people don't know.
All right.
Sure, we don't know.
All right.
So, deep fakes. Yeah, I think it's all bullshit now. I really believe that a lot of this is bullshit now. So, because I'm seeing the fakeness, I guess you could say, of these videos that I'm saying that there's some type of an AI generated, I'm wondering how far along we actually are in the winning end. Do you know, like, there that this nonsense is coming out, this fake narrative, like they're all saying the same thing. We better put on a mask, it's courteous. Are you fucking serious right now? Did they just punch that little program in and make it all run like that? Some of this stuff is not, I mean, none of this makes sense, but this is not making sense, this aspect of it. So I'm wondering how far along they are. Like, for example, I was talking to a friend of mine, right? And when we were talking about the Wayfair thing, and here's some of what I believe. I believe that this is way further along in the, we're going on the premise of the rescuing and the child trafficking and all this is, they're getting them, right? We're going on the premise this is taking place, that they've blown up these tunnels that they said they have. Those are the little earthquakes and stuff like that. So on that premise, I think it's further along than what we're finding out now. I'm going to say we're like 6 months behind what's really taking place. And if that's the case, because the mass minds aren't aware of what's taking place in the world, so it would be smart to start dripping information out on what has been happening to plant the seeds. I can tell people all day long that the Clinton Foundation is trafficking children, and they're gonna be like, yeah, okay. But you tell someone that Wayfair or Amazon or a site that they're on all the time and they're already kind of linked to, like through this AI, through this technology, that has more of an impact. They're like, what? So I kind of think that they're dripping this information right now to open the minds, because when the truth really comes out, if people aren't prepared for it, they're not going to be able to handle it. I mean, I've been researching this shit for years and I can't handle it sometimes. So I don't know how the sleeping are going to wake up from that. That is not a pleasant wake up call. So it may be that this information that they're releasing now, these little trinkles of stuff, it could be to condition the public, right? To get them, the public, we are the public, but you know what I mean? Like those who aren't aware, it may be to condition them so that when it happens, they're not in so much shock. Why is it that people who like do drugs like that, they always argue. They always argue. They're always fucking angry. They can't be happy or high, dude. Like, they always argue. So I think that it's further along. That's why we're finding out about the websites. There was another picture that came out that someone on Wayfair had, and that was they were scanning it and they were looking for stuff.
drug deal.
Homie over there just sold them. So, there was a picture of a child in a bag. Now, I don't know if it's going that far. If it's that, you know, if they're really like, if it's that in our faces. But I wouldn't be surprised if over the next few months more and more information comes out about this, that they're, that they start sharing a lot more, that that it seems like, oh, it's happening, but if it's happening, it's already happened. We're gonna come in on it as a new information on the tail end of what's already taken place. They're not gonna let us know. I mean, the thing is they control the media, they control these sites, they control what's being said and what's not being said. So, and it's interesting how the fact checkers aren't saying any of this pedophile stuff is fake. Interesting thing I noticed. I can post something of my own thought process and it gets fact checked and then it's not real, but I can post something on the pedophilia and there's no, it's not fake. They're not saying it's fake. Why can't they just put these letters in yellow like the rest of this stuff? Wouldn't that make more sense? So the websites are all linked up. All of them. All of them. They are linked up to the child pedophilia. They're going to start dripping it. They're going to start releasing it. It's way bigger than we think it is. And I think, so I found out recently in my research too that they were, that one of the ways that they launder money is through art. So I would assume that this is another way that they launder money is by way of children. And I said this before, I'm pretty sure now after finding all this out, that's the blood banks that actually run the world, not the real banks. Like the blood banks move the monetary system, because that's what runs it. That's what runs this shit. All right, that was a good song. All right, I'll put my glass on, I'll check this out. So I'm gonna I'll share a couple videos later. Of some of them that I found that are talking about like these websites and how you can access this stuff. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't recommend, I wouldn't recommend research, like going to those websites personally. Hook, there we go. Did I see the video of the Wayfair shelf? I did see that. I did, where they changed the image on it and you could see what the book actually was. I saw that in there. That was pretty good. Told ya. It's like a little alley. People go to draw some stuff. It's so big. I can't. I'm a little shocked. I don't think I'm surprised, but I'm definitely a little shocked at what I have been discovering. It's so disturbing. You know, When you break it down to just one child and how that one child, I cannot imagine as an adult someone taking me and harming me and doing something. And now there was a story going around of what happened to some child, and I couldn't read it. I literally, it said that she was raped 1,200 times or something. Like, fuck, man, I can't, there's some stuff I don't need to know. Like, I need to know enough to raise awareness so that we can change this. But, yeah, Ellen was selling the pillows too. But, yeah, the red shoes are the baby skin shoes. There's an article going around about how they chased the kids in the woods and how they actually got those shoes. I have not read that one yet either. You know, there's just some stuff, like, when it just hits your soul, it leaves that fucked up hurt. Have I done a status correction for myself? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I don't know what a status correction is. And what do I need correcting? I don't know what that is. There's a lot of the red shoes. I did find the picture interesting, and I think that they do put a lot of symbols out there that they communicate with each other through that shit. I mean, if you think of it this way, don't think of it of our angle on it. Think of it of their angle on it. It's genius. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's smart. Like, it's right in front of our faces. When I was a kid, we were growing up in the city. When I was a kid and we wanted to do stuff, you did it right out in the open. No one fucking pays attention when you're in the open. When you go and hide, that's when they get you. We used to hang in the police station at the bath station, the bathroom at the police station when it was cold out. We used to go and drink in there. Safest place we could find. to become, wait a minute, is that, does that go, the, hold on. To, so the, I'm sorry, the, oh, so that's the correct, is to become a national. So I have, I wouldn't mind doing that. I actually think that I can also prove that I have, through my great-great-great-grandfather, Moorish roots. So is there any news about, I haven't done any more, just because this child trafficking shit, man. Like, I haven't done that much more on the king. I have been watching the U.S. debt clock. I've been trying to see what's changing in it, like how our debt is changing, what the tax debt is changing and stuff like that. I've been taking different like screenshots, and so I can go back and reference it and see how that's changing. There is some activity on there. Right now, U.S. holds the most gold. So that's pretty interesting in itself, that we have the most gold. And China actually, on the last, I don't really know how the shipments of gold work, but on the last shipments of gold, China usually gets the most and they got the least. And we have the most coming in. So there's something happening. You know, the fact that in the ones with King John, though, he talks about very specifically that this was all supposed to happen on September 1st, 2001, and all of these documents were in Building 7, which would make sense why all of a sudden Building 7 went down after everything else did. Teddy's live. I didn't see Teddy's live. I need to see Teddy's live. I saw the one with Realm Renegade. That was dope. That was really good. Sorry for the top of my head. I can't see. I don't know why I can't just expand it. Teddy talked about it last night. I have to go check out his live. I hope he put it there. I like his energy. As soon as I watched one with Dorian, I was like, oh yeah, I need to be connected over here. Same mindset, same thing, like same, so it's good. I feel like more of us too who are aware and stuff that we are connecting like that, we're realigning, I guess you could say. And the more that we realign, the stronger we'll get too. But so the goal coming in, so far we've received the most. Some of the stuff I've heard is that we're supposed to switch to the standard maybe in October, but I don't know. I don't know when it's all going to take place. You know, and I know everyone keeps talking about these forced vaccines too. I'm just wondering, how many fucking years are we going to talk about forced vaccines? How many years? Like, this shit's been forever, right? Like, it's never not a topic, isn't it? I feel like it's just an energy harvester now. The reality is they spray this shit in the air. We're fully tracked and taggable right now, or tagged and tractable right now. We have the technology in us. There's no denying it. So I don't know what this vaccine's going to change unless it's just for like a scan. But every couple of years, it just seems like, you know, it's that topic. Oh, fight it. How are we going to fight a system that's built to control us, that we're considered slaves in? Like, how do we change that? It has to be dissolved. It can't just change. I do really feel, though, that good is coming. Like, I don't feel despair. I feel like I'm walking around in the fucking Twilight Zone, though. I'll tell you that much. With every idiot with a mask on. Oh, and there's a video actually my sister sent me, which I was a little impressed with, but that she sent me. And it talked about, as soon as I shared it, FedBook, well, you can't see it. I can see it, but you can't see it. It says content not available. However, I'll go live with that. You have to hear that. This is really good. But this is an interesting little thing that I found out today, that last year here in the United States, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. No more masks. No one went fucking crazy. What are the numbers now? Like 100,000? I have a list too. I can't. So it says Sage of Cirrus here has a list of people listed as executed. So I have a couple lists, and I have some like really good, like, I don't know where they get their information, like those inside connections, right? So I have a couple of those good sources too. So I've seen them. I want to find the access to where the list is coming from. I want to see that part of it. She gave me the stare down. She thinks her mask is makes her a superior being or something. Fuck out of here. Evergreen trafficking. Oh, that's for someone else. Okay. No news from Gregory Hallett. Everything still runs as usual with the royal family here in the UK. The queen is about. How is the queen going to knight someone? The Buckingham Palace is empty and it's all boarded up and she hasn't been seen. Who are you? That's an interesting thing, because every single other source is saying the queen is gone. Every other source. Interesting. Okay. She is gone. I don't know what that is. The golden pine cone. I don't believe anything you just wrote. It's okay. We don't have to agree. But the emblem's off the gate. She's gone. They've all abandoned it. In fact, they got fucking clones of the prince right now. So that would probably mean that he's maybe been executed too. There's clones of all of these people. Biden's a clone. The prince is a clone. They're all fucking clones, man. This has been going on for so long. That's the part that's really funny, is people, listen, we're not human the way everyone thinks we are. I'm not convinced anymore. I'm definitely not. At one time in my life, I thought we were like this amazing flesh and bone human beings. And I think we've been tricked. I don't think we are who they've told us we are. I think we're something totally different, to be honest with you. I mean, we have technology inside of us. There's computer code written into the very existence of the universe. I mean, we really need to start evaluating things from a different standpoint. We can't keep going in the same direction. You know, we were told that we came from monkeys on a spinning globe. Now that's true. So who are we and where are we? We have to, like, start thinking differently on this. You know, again, if they live in the Matrix with documentaries, well, it's so nice out right now. I might go for a bike ride. It's so beautiful. She was spotted in her royal summer house. I heard she's under guard in a house that she had to leave, that she was presented with paperwork because she's a fraud, because Queen Boleyn had sex with the Pope. So Queen Boleyn was supposed to be executed. She wasn't executed. And then she had sex with the Pope, and that has been the lineage of the royal family. And then when they were presented with it, they left. The emblem's off the gate. Why would the royal family take the emblem off the gate? We are the universe. Yeah, I don't believe that. So I think that just might be a bullshit account or a bullshit con. I don't believe it. Don't even pay attention. Oh, you can pay attention. Doesn't matter. It don't matter. But I think we gotta start letting go of shit to find and figure out what's going on. It's true. I mean, anyone who really believes in the globe theory, you have to believe that you came from a monkey, that your ancestors are monkeys, right? That's evolution. Not believe what? So the questions come in a little bit after, so I'm not sure like what they're referencing sometimes. But I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to hear a lot more about the pedophilia. I think it's going to be pushed in both directions of the normalization of it and the what they've done, what they found, what's going on. I mean, they found children's bones at the Vatican. Come on. Disgusting. It's so disgusting. That article earlier that was circulating, I literally started reading and I was like, I cannot do this to my soul. I cannot absorb this energy. I think sometimes, too, that they're putting out that shit for that reason, too. The same. Again, we always have to go back to, you know, the way that we are designed. Any of us with compassion or a heart, we get attached to stuff. Like, we feel it. We're like, oh, my God, like, that sucks. Or I can feel that. But we also have to be mindful that these overlords, right, these demons, that they feed on our energy. So they're going to do things to control it. So that if they know that, how much the pedophilia bothers us, right, and how much it affects us as beings, like it hurts the heart, then guess what? They're going to push it. So of the agendas too, that, you know, some of the agendas will be in a totally different direction. We're going to think it's telling us something, and in reality, it's just trying to harvest our energy. I'm not going to talk, the media is all controlled and owned. They're not going to talk about this. And if they do, I would think that it's to save their own ass. Oh my gosh, that sun feels so good on my back. I love the sun. I love it. Let me turn back into it. So I forget the name of the site. I'll tell you guys later, but it's on, what is it, BitChute. Those are where the videos are that are really good, that explain more of the back access from these websites into the pedophilia. And like I said, it's most of the, or a good portion of these websites that we shop on all the time that have, and some of them are really high-end websites too, like clothes, but they're the ones who have the access to a lot of pictures. The guy who did the video, he was showing it, and it's fucking, it's bad. It's so bad. I have to look. I don't remember. I research so much stuff, and a lot of times what happens is I'll be looking at something and then I jump and then I go somewhere else. So I'm not always, I kind of connect my own dots, but I'm not always mindful exactly what the name of something is until I go back at it. All right, one more look, and then my phone's gonna die. It's so beautiful. It's so nice out. I've been fasting all day too. Now I'm kind of starving. Does anyone else do the intermittent fasting during the day? We just don't eat until later. I do it often. I don't believe any of the stuff about Epstein or Maxwell or any. I don't believe any of that stuff. I don't believe it. Something is way off for me on that. Mud floods. I know some of that. I will tell you that mud fossils is probably my most exciting find in the rabbit hole. For real. Like, that has been literally the most exciting thing I have discovered inside the rabbit hole. It just fascinates me. You know, they had Jack and the Beanstalk. There was a show on, I don't know if it was Netflix or Amazon or one of those, and it was Jack and the Beanstalk. And that was really good because it showed where Jack and where the beanstalk was and how it was cut down, and how there were the two worlds that existed, and there was the giants up there and then we were down here. But one of the things I found really interesting, my pocketbook stuck. One of the things I found really interesting in it was the fact that they said in it that the time was very different. They said that time, what could be like 2 days up there is like 2 years down here. It's a totally different, or 100 years or whatever. It's a totally different time span. So when I was listening to Aurora and when I was listening to Max Spears, they both said the exact same thing. And Max said that, I think he said 100 years down here is like 2 days in another time space, which is pretty fascinating. But I think Jack and the Beanstalk had a lot of tells in it personally. I really like that. That comment just reminded me of it. So I started a little park. Oh, hi. My face up close. Right here. It's so pretty. This is the Rose Kennedy Greenway. But you can smell like the chlorine. Literally smell the chlorine coming up from the fountains. You know, it's interesting. Most people think it's great. And then when you see all the studies, or the little exam, what would they be? Experience, where they put the chlorine and they put the water with the chlorine in a glass, and then you stick your hand in it, and then when they test it, the chlorine's gone because it's stuck to your hand, and they show how fast that the shit sticks to us. So people think it's great, but you can like smell it. So let's see. Yes, I totally agree with you. 2020 is really 2012. I agree with you. I mean, it just tells us what year it is, and we're like, okay. We just believe it's so silly when we start to step back and think about it. Like, we just fucking believe everything they ever told us. Like, there has to be a way for us to access our DNA memories, right? Or our DNA ancestors. And if that's the case, then we would be able to rewrite history, because we would know it. We would know what's in us. It would already be written inside of us. All right. I definitely can't see now. I'm hungry, though. So back into Little Italy. And here's the Custom Tower House. Isn't that pretty? And look at all the 5G. It's everywhere. It's right there, it's right there, it's right there. And I think I mentioned this too,
there's been a lot of little fights in my neighborhood from some of the guys. And I've noticed, and it seems to be more on a male level, which I find interesting, but it seems to be that the guys are all kind of on edge at the same time. Sure, it's just a coincidence, right? Nothing to do with the energy surrounding them, provoking them. Nah, just a coincidence. I believe that too. So it says our reincarnation. So we're not supposed to reincarnate from what I've found out. We're not supposed to.
Beautiful eyes, honey.
Thank you. How are you today?
Hanging in there.
Good. Have a nice day. Enjoy it. So we're not supposed to reincarnate. We're supposed to keep going. And the fact that we do is what they do is they capture us and then they erase our memory and then they reincarnate us. So our memories would be being erased. I swear. So here's the thing. I noticed someone was showing a video of a phone, right? And they were showing a something on someone else's screen phone, and on it, because when you video one phone to another is when you can see this. There's a ripple effect that's happening behind the screen, a pulsing rippling effect, and I think it's fucking with our vision, with our optical nerves. Because pulses in general have an effect. All right. My little neighborhood. I'm sure this is more of the let me monitor you outside insanity. Let me sit you outside so I can see everything you do and say, what you order, how you order it. Now they're making them scan. So now they're making them scan little cards too. So now they have full tracking of not only where you are, what table you're sitting at, what you're eating, full facial recognition. All right, have a great day. Much love.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.